Hey there, it's Craig, and welcome back to the Career Growth Made Easy podcast. I can't believe it either, but we are rolling into episode 196, just a few short episodes away from the magic 200. Thank you oh so much to all my valuable listeners. I do appreciate your feedback and comments when you leave reviews, as well as anybody that reaches out having a difficult time or a job or career challenge and seeks advice. After all, that's what I'm here for. Here's something that's a little interesting. A few months ago, I started up a TikTok channel, and it's doing pretty good. My handle is Career Coach Craig, so you can look for me there too if you need some daily inspiration. I release a couple short videos several times a week, so that kind of gives you some motivation, and I touch on different topics in between podcast episodes. That's TikTok, Career Coach Craig. Now, today's episode was inspired by someone that reached out, in fact, a college student that's looking to do internships, and they asked, how could I set up my resume? So literally, today's show is titled, How to Set Up Your Resume for Internship Applications. Stay tuned. I was an engineer, and in 2008, lost my job due to the economic collapse. Jobs were scarce. I didn't know where to turn to get help updating my resume. Online services and coaches charge hundreds, even thousands of dollars. I took matters into my own hands and learned how to craft interview-winning resumes. Shortly later, I landed a job with a Fortune 500 company. I have helped many achieve similar success. Now I share my tips to create interview-winning resumes, interviewing excellence, and high-performance growth strategies on my podcast, Career Growth Made Easy. Welcome back to the Career Growth Made Easy podcast. I'm your host, Craig Ansell. You know, today's show was inspired by one of my listeners that reached out on a new social media channel that I have, TikTok, and it's Career Coach Craig. That's my handle. Feel free to reach out to me at Craig Ansell on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram to do the same. Or if you have something you want to touch base one-on-one on, just craig@craigansell.com. That's direct email to yours truly. Now, the person that reached out needed some resume advice, so we chatted a little bit on direct messaging. And they wanted to know how to work on their resume for internship applications coming up this summer. I think it was a great question, and I was really pleased to talk to them a little bit. They went so far as to share their resume with me so we could have a little bit more of a detailed chat and see if I could help them offline. Today's show is going to help all of you listeners out there because we had an inspiration to share some things together, and I want to share some things with you to help you. Whether you're in high school, well, actually, it could be middle school for that matter nowadays, high school or even college, and you're considering an internship, I have two shows for you to catch up on and go back to. Episode 152 on Career Growth Made Easy, titled, Are Internships Worth It? The short answer is yes, but you need to know why. So go back to episode 152. It's a valuable show, and you'll enjoy it. 152, Are Internships Worth It? And then the show following that, 153, Should I Get a Summer Job? I weigh the pros and cons of you considering a summer job as well as that of an internship. So I think you'll like both of those shows. They're both relatively short, so get some added value there. Now, changing the tables up, let's talk about the mechanics behind a resume. Before I touch on today's topic, I'll share this with you. I've had the fortune over the last several weeks to receive between 2 and 3 dozen resumes, as well as a handful of cover letters. By the way, cover letters are not dead, just so you know. Whether businesses are starting to ask for them again, or people are getting the inspiration up to add cover letters to their applications. There's some pros and cons to sending things that aren't required with your application, or possibly they're recommended but not required. You have to be the judge on that, and I have many other shows talking about resume submissions as well as cover letters, so you can go back and search on that. If I have a moment, I'll check my database and see if I can share those with you. But those aren't the focus of today's show. Now, with regards to resumes, I will tell you this. A number of the resumes that came through were more than 2 pages. A couple topped seven, and one of them peaked out. It maxed out at 9 pages. Look, I'm not here to judge, but it certainly shocked me, 9 pages. Just printing it alone, it felt like a hefty report, to be honest. And we have to realize, we have to put ourselves, I'm not trying to be the judge here either, we have to put ourselves into the hiring company's shoes. Whether you are a recruiter, a human resource professional, a hiring manager, or possibly the acting manager, the manager that would manage the employees that are going to be hired through the process, or the responsible manager, if you will, reporting manager, you have to wonder, how much time and attention to detail are they going to spend per resume? Thinking about it differently, I'm looking through my microphone deeply at you. Can you feel me through the speakers? How much time are they going to spend on your resume? There's a process out there, if you're not familiar, after your resume goes through software scanning tools and it determines the value, the worth of your resume, you'll then go in front of a human being, and not you, but your resume will, if you pass the software tests. We have to talk about the software on another show, and over the years I've covered that as well. However, if your resume, whether it's for internships or for paid job positions, goes in front of a human, there's a process that's followed today, and it's called scanning. It sounds a little robotic, and in a way it is, but the scanning process, if you're not familiar, means that people will have your resume for anywhere from 3 to 6 seconds. You heard me right, 3 to 6 seconds, and that's it. They're not actually reading your resume, trying to find out about you, your value, your worth. They're actually scanning it, just like you would, like a laser going across something. What did it sense, right? And almost, if you're familiar with photocopiers, or we used to call them Xerox machines, kind of dates me, right? If you've ever watched a document, or maybe if you scanned a textbook in middle school, high school, or college, and you kind of press the book down on its fold where the crease is, and you watch the photocopier Xerox machine go across, just a bright light, just took a second or two, maybe three, right? Literally, that gives you, that just first time I thought of that, that gives you some real world timing of what happens on your resume. What was that, 2 seconds? And that's all it is. That's all your resume gets. Craig, I get it. Why are you overemphasizing this? Because if your resume passes through the ATS, the applicant tracking software or applicant tracking system software, then it goes in front of a human for that scan. They're looking to check briefly the visual appeal, the structure, maybe touch on the content, maybe. Does it have flow, or is the resume overwhelming? Is there too much ink on the page? Is there too much content? Is it disorganized? Number one, whether we're talking about insurance or internships, which is the focus of today's show, internship applications and resumes, or we're talking about paying jobs, whether it's hourly or salary. If your resume, on first glance, is an eyesore, someone picks it up, a family member, a friend, colleague, coworker, heck, a neighbor you're comfortable with, hey, do me a favor, Craig, I'm going to hand you my resume. I'm going to give you 3 seconds. I know that sounds funny, but 3 seconds. All I want is your opinion on how it feels. Craig, that's kind of a weird question. Do me a favor. I heard this coach guy talk about it on his free podcast, and I want to try something with you. If they kind of make a face, if they shrug, if they look like they're confused, get that feedback from them. I promise you this applies to today's show significantly. If you're trying to put too much information on your resume, it can be visually unappealing. It can be overwhelming. And while we're talking about internships as the focus, think about it. You may have limited experience in whatever school you're currently approaching these internships. Again, nowadays it's middle school, high school, college. And it's great that you're considering these internships, and you have those other two shows, 152 and 153, to listen to and summarize why I think there's value in what they are and why there's value in summer jobs to help you with your growth in your career, as well as to help you look for what which way you're wired. Do you enjoy certain jobs? Do you enjoy certain technologies, processes? Are you more technical? Do you like working hands-on? Do you like working in the field? Do you like working in the office? Are you more of a computer person, a communicator with others, or do you like to work alone? That's what part of these job hunting summer jobs can help you find out, but also with internships. You might like, let's say, computers or technology, which is a very broad terminology, a broad field, but what specifically do you like? When you're looking at internships or maybe your first job out of high school or college, you might say, career coach Craig, you know, I don't know. I just know I like technology, computers. That's where you go through these internships and you go through these summer jobs and part-time jobs and you narrow your focus. Not only will you find things you like, but the key part about today's show, you'll find things you don't like, and that's going to drive you away from that area. So you'll know what internships are right for you and ones that may not be, but you're willing to try. You're willing to get out there and do something different. You're willing to apply. Now, we get into the meat of today's show about applying for these internships. With the recent internship resume I received, I'll tell you that, and it's the same advice I gave the potential client last week or so. Many students have multiple semesters and multiple years of, let's say, software coding on a computer. You might have multiple languages. You might know Java and HTML. And there's so many languages now. I can't even think of, you know, to name some that are current. But, of course, you've got your C, your Visual C, C++, C Sharp, just some programming languages to give you an idea. And there's many others. If you were to list literally every computer language that you had in your education, again, middle school, high school, now if you're in college, you have, you know, additional years, the resume becomes overwhelming. Nobody doubts that you went to your schooling systems and you applied yourself and took an interest in technology or computers or software or languages or programming. It doesn't matter, you know. I may have a little bit more experience, and therefore in the job world, I might use some older technologies, older words when I speak on my show. But if you're not familiar, in the old days, many moons ago, let's say, when we would program chips, such as microcontrollers and microprocessors, and yes, there's a difference between the two, we would program what is called firmware. It was software that was coded so that could then be uploaded or flashed into a chip, and that was firmware. It went into a hard chip, a hard device. Software, on the other hand, would be considered code that you write, programming languages and code that you write that you load into computers, and it runs on the software system, such as Microsoft Windows, Apple's, etc. Nowadays, we use the word apps, and that's software that's loaded and used on phones, smartphones and such, watches, tablets, etc. So kind of showing my age by talking about the word firmware, but I have significant experience in firmware as well as software programming, but it is starting to get dated, and I do need to recognize that. Why would I mention that when this show is about you and interest in applying for internships with your resume? Think about the languages over the years that you've learned. If the languages you have on your resume are starting to get outdated, or another way to say it, they're not current with today's technology, I would suggest they come off unless the internship you're applying for specifically suggests experience in that arena, that technology, that language, or that platform, or if they say, here's the requirements, A, B, and C, and a nice to have, or a, what's the word I'm looking for? Or a preference is listed, or preferences are listed. If you meet the requirements and then also meet some of the preferences, those are things, the requirements are obviously needed for you to apply for the role and to be considered. The preferences, wow, this person not only meets the requirements, but also meets some of our preferences. They have experience in other languages. It shows that they've been continuous in their studies or in their career field. So that's an idea there, right? But in general, if you listed every language or every computer course you've taken, it becomes overwhelming on your resume. And that was the case of this student that was applying for an internship. People reading resumes, or again, scanning resumes, would much more prefer a scaled-down, cleaner resume to that of an overloaded, eyesore, ink dense, content dense resume. It confuses the brain. It signals overload. And I don't have time to read this. I don't know where to start. So structure of a resume is critical. Flow is critical. Using bullets appropriately, telling your story, sending your message on a resume, yes, all of those things apply, job application-wise or internship application-wise. However, think twice about your internship. Try not to devalue yourself, demotivate yourself, or in general, put yourself down because you have limited or no experience. Companies that are hiring for internships, whether it's paid or unpaid, and you heard me right, so go back to 152 and 153 and listen to those. I will give you some pointers on that. Companies that are hiring or looking for internship candidates or interns, understand you have limited experience. So don't worry about that. Don't be disappointed with, or don't be demotivated if at all possible. You got to understand they're human beings reading and scanning your resumes and looking for the best representative to fit that role, or they have multiple slots. So remove some of the content in your coding, your experience. Again, we're using this for computer-based stuff is where the experience was, but it doesn't matter if it's in culinary world, if it's in field service, if it's in customer service, engineering-based concept, manufacturing, working lawn care, whether it's lawn care, riding and running the equipment, or it's doing repair, maybe automotive. I mean, there's so many things out there, right? Medical fields. You got to start somewhere. And if you have an expertise in a certain area, I recommend focusing on that and looking at those internships. You don't want to say when you're applying for a computer technology internship, well, I'm not really sure what I want to do, so I want to try this and see. I mean, that's the reality behind it. But truth is always important. But my recommendation in closing is try to find words that better relate to the company that is hiring for these intern roles. I'm very interested in technology. I have focused on, in my studies, X, a programming language, a type of hardware, a type of server, or a certain field. Or if it's, culinary, you focused on a certain cuisine, a certain culture of food, whatever it may be. Maybe you're interested in smoking versus barbecuing versus broiling or, oven baking. My mind's just thinking about all these different ways. I don't want to focus only on technology because that's what was sent in to me. But keep in mind, keep it current and keep it limited and focus on what they're looking for. And if you do that, the hiring company, the interviewing company, again, for job applications or internships will greatly appreciate you. And I do feel, based on all my experience working with companies, both small and large, up to Fortune 500, even Global 500 companies, less is more. They'll appreciate it and you'll have a greater opportunity, a greater chance for callback and inquiries as to what you're interested in for your internship role. With that said, if you don't get hired this year for an internship, or if you choose not to go out to internships, look around, okay? Kind of into bonus time now, into the overtime of today's show. Just had something I wanted to add. Look around at current internships, maybe posted in your school, your church, your community center, your library, online. See what they're looking for. If you're kind of wondering about what classes to take during the summer, what classes to take next year, I could go a server approach, working behind the scenes in IT, information technologies, or I could work more in front of the client, the computer machines, with the end users. See what you like most. Do you like being more behind the technology side, left alone, following processes, procedures, repairing hardware, updating equipment, changing out software, upkeeping software? Or maybe upgrading, if you will. Or do you like more of the personal interface, customer interface? Does it have to be in person? You like hearing and seeing body expressions and learning what people's pains and concerns are about their equipment and resolving problems, which is great. Or do you do better listening to people by phone, virtual meetings, being distanced from them, and then logging into the computer through remote connection software for the virtual connection software and helping them that way? So you kind of learn your bend is what it's called. You kind of learn which way you want them go in life. And this is the way it is today with internships or maybe your first job. It's completely okay if you change over time. This is the time when you find yourself, find what you like, and find what you dislike. It's completely normal. So internships may not end in permanent roles in companies or even job offers, but it adds to your experience on your resume, and that's what's critical. You build experience in yourself, potentially in your job or career field, or you build experience away from it, realizing it's not what you are interested in. And once you have your second and third interviews with internships or job applications, you can even talk about why you're interested in this new role, because you found that although interested in, again, technology, you weren't interested in being alone working with hardware only. You wanted a personal touch. You wanted to be involved in customer service and feeling that energy and that connection with people. These are all valuable things you can learn and find your way with regards to your resume and internship applications. Thank you oh so much for listening. I am Craig Ansell, your host, and this is Career Growth Made Easy Podcast. We're rolling around the corner to 200. Please make sure you subscribe and stay with us. If you have any questions, any concerns on your job search, your career search, I stand by to help. I have a professional program that helps people that are unemployed quickly find high-caliber roles. It literally has a 100% success rate. Please go to my website, craigansell.com. That's C-R-A-I-G-A-N-C-E-L.com. I have something called a breakthrough call. It's completely free, and I will work with you for up to 1 hour, talk through your situation, see if I'm able to help you with some of the tools and processes and programs that I have. If this doesn't affect you directly, but you know a friend, a family member, possibly a parent that has lost their job suddenly, and they're frustrated and at wit's end, I can be your one-stop shop to help. Again, a nearly 100% success rate, and I'm willing to help you or your family or friends. Please share craigansell.com. I'm here to help. God bless you. Thank you for listening. We'll tune in and talk to you in a little bit. Bye-bye.